Browns fans, don't miss the excitement in action live at First Energy Stadium. Now's the first chance to secure your Cleveland Browns 2015 season tickets by placing your deposit today. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. Happy Veterans Day to everybody, and thank you to all who have served our great country. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm in the Dog Bowl in Berea. We're going to start off the 2 o'clock hour with some grades, some pretty quick grades, and we'll also update you on some news coming out of Cleveland today, some roster moves, et cetera. We'll let you know about those at 2 p.m. But now we're going to go to the Ohio Business Machines hotline and bring in Larry, the president of the Alamo, Texas Browns Backers. Alamo, Texas Browns Backers were the top fundraising club for the 2014 Cleveland Browns Foundation fundraiser. Larry, thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here.
Larry, tell us a little bit about your group down there in Alamo, Texas. How many people there? What's the deal? And how were you able to pull together being the top fundraising club for the 2014 Cleveland Browns Foundation fundraiser?
Well, actually, we've been at this thing for a good long time. We started the club back in 1985, and we've kept it going even through the did-not-play years. And, you know, our biggest target has always been the Cleveland Browns Foundation, being able to, you know, put dollars together to get in there. And it just ended up being this year we were able to raise the dollars. And it was outstanding.
And each year, Browns Backers clubs are asked to dedicate one game to raising money for the Cleveland Browns Foundation. This year, you guys donated $1,000. So thank you so much for doing that, Larry. And I guess, does it help that the Browns are winning? Does that make everybody get a little bit more excited?
Well, I think one of the big things ends up being, you know, we've gone through a lot of, you know, bad years, some mediocre years, but actually football is fun again now. And so I guess everybody's really having a good time coming to the game. We end up normally with at least 100 folks showing up on Sunday. So.
Wow.
That's great, Larry. And that's exactly where I was going to go is, you know, give our Browns backers that we have here, I'm sure in Northeast Ohio are tuned in and listening. Give us your setting, you know, there for the Browns backers organization and your game day watch parties. You know, what's the setting? How many people? What are people eating? What are people drinking? You know, what size is the television they're watching on? What kind of atmosphere and how crazy loud does it get when the Cleveland Browns win a football game?
Well, I tell you, you know, this year especially, it's been outstanding. We meet at Fox and Hound down here in San Antonio, and we normally, like I said, right now we've got about 170 members. Of that 170, at least 100 to 125 show up on Sundays, and it's gotten to be a great, you know, an absolutely outstanding organization and a lot of fun. They've got a bunch of pool tables, and we've got a room with a bunch of pool tables all covered so we can put 10 people around each table. We have a lot of other areas. We've got it all decorated every Sunday. And the biggest thing, I think, you know, we always say, you know, we are a family-oriented organization, but the reason we're put together is to watch Browns football. Everything else that happens, like collecting dollars for the Cleveland Browns Foundation or for any other charity we work on, ends up being secondary to being able to watch the Browns game. And that's what we do.
That's awesome. What's your favorite part of this year's team, aside from the winning? You know, what is your thoughts on Mike Pettine, who are your favorite players, et cetera?
I think Pettine's doing an outstanding job, but I think the thing I really enjoy right now is watching the running backs. You know, it's been a while since we've actually had that kind of running, and even though there's a couple games that, you know, we didn't look so good, I think that's going to be a thing that will carry us forward right now. As long as we don't turn the ball over and,
right,
you know, keep ourselves in a position where the quarterback is keeping us out of trouble, the running game is going to win us a lot of games.
Larry, two-part question for me is, first is, how excited are you to get Josh Gordon back and as an addition to this offense that's already playing extremely well? And then also, too, is what is your overall – how are we going to finish? 7 games to play. How are we going to finish those 7 games? 4-3, 5-2, 6-1 moving forward?
Well, I can tell you what I wish would happen, but my realistic goal here is if we could end up by those, you know, the last 7 games at 4-3, I would be happy. And I think that would get us to the playoffs. What I'd like to see happen was us to win at least five or six of them. I would love it, but I think 4-3 is realistic.
I certainly will take that. Well, Larry, thank you so much for getting everybody together down there in Alamo, Texas, president of the Alamo, Texas Browns backers, and thank you for getting $1,000 donated to the Cleveland Browns Foundation this year. That's awesome. We appreciate you taking the time to talk with us here today. Keep up the great work down there, and go Browns.
You bet. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, you got to love it. And every city around the country, you know, they're the Browns backers. And I was talking to Alex Mack today, given that it is Veterans Day, and he was talking about the USO tour he went on. Did you ever go on one of those?
I did not.
You did not?
But Drew Brees, again, he started actively, you know, participating in those USO tours simply because he was so active in the appreciation for the military in San Diego.
And Alex Mack was just telling me what a great, you know, experience it was for him and how much he loved doing it. But he said there was not a single base or single small group of people anywhere that he went in his time over there in Afghanistan. I think he went to Kyrgyzstan as well, where there weren't Browns fans, there weren't Browns flags. He said the Browns fans, he said it just blows your mind when you're in a setting like that and everywhere you go, more Browns fans, he said, than any other team. And he said it kind of just blew his mind away. And that's why you have guys like Larry down there in Alamo, Texas, get a group of 100 people together to watch every Browns game together. It's awesome.
And that's right, and I think that's what, just like we were talking, you know, off air with our guests here in studio, but how football, the sport of football, is so special. You didn't see Cavs flags, you didn't see, you know, maybe there were some, or Indians flags, but football, there's so much passion, there's so much excitement, and teams, you know, eat, sleep, and breathe. And we talked to, again, our caller, our guest said, you know, I think it's your sister, that won't let anybody talk to her. Yeah, won't let anybody talk to her while the Cleveland Browns are playing a football game. How cool is that?
You can't let. That's right. You got to be focused. You got to be locked in. Speaking of this Sunday, Houston Texans at First Energy Stadium. Want everybody to get there early. Get in your seats and get loud. Bring it, dog pound. Let's do that this Sunday. Hour number two of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. When we come back, we will go ahead and dive into a couple things. Number one, we're going to hand out our grades from that Cincinnati game. We'll have Rod Woodson, the Hall of Fame cornerback, former Pittsburgh Steeler, who's going to be on the call of the game for Westwood One. And we'll do a little after further review. Plus, we want to hear from you, 216-578-0850. Zagura Wilhelm, CBDE on ESPN 850 WKNR.